Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. By all accounts, 2009 wasn't great for a lot of people, but it may have been really bad for Kwame Kilpatrick. Not only did he lose his job as mayor of Detroit, he served 4 months in jail. He had to surrender his law license after the details of a spicy text message sex scandal came to light. And now the FBI believes Kwame Kilpatrick used his office in a criminal enterprise and accepted bribes of more than $100,000. We're joined now by Jim Schaefer. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist for the Detroit Free Press. He joins us from Detroit, and he's co-author of the new book called Kwame Sutro, which collects quotes from the man referred to as Hisener in Detroit. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Celeste.
So this is how the FBI describes it, as a criminal enterprise. What are they talking about?
Yeah, this is a really big development for Kwame Kilpatrick, and as you mentioned, it's probably one of the worst days that he's had so far in his short life. But what that means is that the feds, for the first time, have we've discovered that they are investigating this case as if it is an organized crime unit that was running the city of Detroit when Kwame Kilpatrick was in charge. This is the law that the government used to go after mafia dons back in the 1980s and clear most of those fellows out. So this is a very serious charge if it's filed, and again, no charges that have been filed, but each count would carry a 20-year prison sentence if he's found guilty.
That means that he had people in his office colluding then, if he's a so-called boss.
Yeah, that's right. To prove RICO, you have to have six or more participants. They've already indicted 11 people in this case. Some of those folks are alleged to be part of the conspiracy, and they've got many more coming, we are told by our sources.
His mother is going to have to run for Congress again. Last time, she had a very, very rough time. In fact, had to spend a large amount of money in order to do a media blitz that got her back in. Is this going to be difficult for her?
Yeah, you know, she barely squeaked through the last time, and it's probably because she had more than one Democratic opponent. This time, if there's an able challenger, she may be in the fight of her life for re-election.
Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick is Kwame Kilpatrick's mother, and she's been in Congress for a very long time. What's the earliest we may get more news from the FBI about this case?
Well, there's no telling. You know, you can't tell the FBI when to work on our timetable. But Kwame Kilpatrick is going to be in the news again this week. In fact, this morning, his lawyers are due back in court because he has a separate state case, that text message scandal that you were referring to. And he is allegedly in violation of his parole or his probation, I should say, on that case for not paying back enough money toward his $1 million in restitution. So he may actually end up in jail again sometime this week.
But he's argued that the $1 million he doesn't have the money.
Yeah, but prosecutors proved convincingly to a judge over the last 4 months that Mr. Kilpatrick had several $100,000 go through his bank account in the last year. So they don't believe him. They want more money. We'll see what happens.
So in our good week, bad week suggestions for Friday, I'm going to go ahead and suggest Kwame Kilpatrick. Thanks so much to Jim Schaefer. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist for the Detroit Free Press. Actually won the Pulitzer Prize for his coverage of the text message scandal that involved Kwame Kilpatrick and one of his staffers. Thanks so much for joining us. Jim Schaefer is also the author of the new book called The Kwame Sutro. Very funny book.